Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings, greetings and more blessings coming to you live from the upper room of the Sankofa Divinity Blog Talk Radio Show here. Once again, I am your hostess, Moses, doing my thing as my thing, Dr. Yahshua Elohim, being the divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be. this morning has been an interesting morning, but nevertheless, the show must go on. That's all I can say about that. The show is going on. Okay. So here we are. Before I even get started, if anyone wants to call in, you can always reach me at 563-999-3476. That's 563-999-3476. Or if you want to know anything about Dr. Yahshua's services or what we do here at Sankofa Divinity, you can always go to the website, which is sankofadivinity.com. Or you can call us at 984-444-2157 and get a free consultation and find out more about our services in regards to life coaching, personal growth, spiritual guidance counseling, Reiki therapy, as well as tarot card readings. Okay, so here we are. Here we are doing our thing. I tell you, man, I've been working on trying to have different equipment to do this broadcast or to do podcasts or whatever the case is. And it always goes back to just do the basics. Just go to the simple things. Don't make this harder than what it is, and that's where I am. So I am back at the simple things, and I'm going to go ahead and deliver this message. And hopefully it will be just as good as the last message I gave 5 minutes ago. But nevertheless, here we are. So, we here at Sankofa Divinity, we're always talking about returning home to self. And our subtitle is Come As You Are. Why do we say come as you are? Because we ask that you come, return home to yourself vulnerable. Okay, we ask that you return home to yourself, allowing yourself to be whatever you have chosen to be, bringing all your baggage, bringing all your traumatic experiences, bringing all your disappointing experiences, bringing all those to the forefront, okay? One thing that we know here at Sankofa Divinity, we know that we as individuals, we do not like to look at who we are. We don't like to look at what we have become. Huh? We don't like to look at the wounds in which we have within ourselves that are unresolved, okay? And that are running rapid in our lives today and dictating every movement or every decision that we make in our lives today, be it personal, be it socially, be it coworkers, working with people. We have unresolved issues within our souls. Again, we are here to develop into the divineness or into the divinity of who we are as divine beings, okay? That's what we're here to do. And in order to do that, we have to go through a healing process. At the end of the day, the quest is, well, why am I here? I'm here so that I could heal. And as I begin to heal, I'm also becoming the divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be. So over time, as you evolve and as you go through your healing process, guess what? Your story about who you are, what you are, and how you serve begins to change. It begins to change in such a way that it becomes the deliverance or the liberation or the emancipation for another individual. It's called spiritual cultivation. It's called maturity within your spirituality. What is the spirituality? The spirituality is the countenance, the atmosphere that surrounds you, the energy of who you are, right? So if you're always cleaning up that energy, all right, through meditation, contemplation, reflection, and prayer, guess what happened? Guess what happens? The countenance of who you are, it becomes heightened. It becomes heightened. It becomes more radiant. You begin to glow. You begin to glow and not even be pregnant. You know how they used to say, oh, you, I can see that glow on you, girl. You carrying a baby or, you know, whatever the case is. I never understood that. But, hey, it really makes sense because when you're carrying the soul of who you are, when you recognize who you are as a divine being and you begin to carry that, begin to be the embodiment of that, you have no other choice but to glow. Your face is like the sun to everyone that you come across. It's like the sun. Your voice is like the sunshine, a ray of sunshine. I was telling you know, whenever I reach out to my friends and, you know, I always greet them with, well, what's going on, bright one? You know, and it just makes them giggle, that innocent giggle, you know. And they'll come at, you know, I've had someone to say, oh, you're just a ray of sunshine. Yeah, well, hey, that's what I do. That's what I do. I am the Sankofa, okay? I am the Sankofa, the divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be. I bring nothing but light. And sometimes I do bring a little shade, but hey, we ain't gonna go there because that's a part of my human experience. That is a part of my human experience, okay? But returning home to self is such an amazing experience. And every time I come on the show, I am devoted to inspiring and encouraging others to do the same. It doesn't mean, I'm not asking you to go to anybody's church. I'm not asking you to go to a preacher, pastor, bishop, archbishop. I'm asking you to go to yourself. I'm asking you to return within your own divine self. Take counsel upon your own self, within your own self. That's what I'm talking about. And in order to do that, you have got to meditate, contemplate, and reflect. And prayer. You got to do it. Those are four staples. Four staples for returning home to self: meditation, contemplation, prayer, and reflection. Huh? Reflect on the things that's going on in your life. Hmm? Even before you decide to make a phone call to someone, begin to meditate, contemplate, prayer, and reflect before you make that phone call. Because what you want to do is kind of sift out and filter through any kind of discord, huh? Unresolved issues that you may have about the individual, be it personal or thing. Sift all that, filter it out, just clean it out. What comes to mind whenever I'm talking about filtering out and cleansing out? You know, as a child, I used to watch my grandmother cook, and you know, whenever she had wheat, she would pour the wheat in the sifter, and the sifter had a handle on it. She hold it with her left hand, and then it had another winding handle on it on the side. And then right in the center where she poured the wheat, it would have like some kind of wire. It looks like a wire, but it's not exactly a wire, but it's really like a thin fold of some sort. But anyway, it's attached to the filter itself, the sifter itself. And she would turn that filter, she would turn that handle, and as she turned that handle, the wire would come down on the wheat, and it was sifted. It would sift through. What would it be doing, though? It would be sifting through the hard places within that wheat. It would be sifting through the discords of that wheat. See, that's what we do when we go to meditation, contemplation, and prayer and reflection. We are sifting through the thoughts of our minds. We're purifying our minds. We're causing our thinking pattern to be smoothed out and to reduce. We're reducing the energy of resistance to any particular place, person, place, or thing. We're reducing it. So we're constantly sifting through it. We're monitoring our thoughts. We're observing our thoughts. Huh? It's a powerful thing when you can observe your thoughts and not get caught up in the spoke, in the wheel of these thoughts. Because thoughts come and go. It's just like a river. Your thoughts and the way we think is nothing more than a river, a flowing river. And it would behoove you to sometimes sit on the banks of that river and just watch those thoughts come by. Don't engage with them. Don't entertain them. Don't try to make them seem like they're something when they're not. Just observe them. You know, quiet your mind. You quiet your mind not by stopping the thoughts in which you're thinking, but actually being able to observe all that is coming to you and not allowing yourself to get caught up in it, huh? So we here at Sankofa Divinity, we know without a shadow of a doubt that returning home to self requires one to meditate, contemplate, prayer, and reflect. It causes one, it is necessary for one to look within themselves and have conversations within themselves. It is necessary that you have these conversations so that you can begin to love yourself unconditionally. We are told to love our neighbors as ourselves. But how can we love our neighbors when we don't know who we are, what we are, and how we come to serve as divine beings? How can we do that? We can't. And the majority of the time, we love others from a space and a place of preconceived notions, fables, traditions, opinions of others. When you get to a point where you can tell any and everyone that you love them, that's a powerful thing. It's so powerful that when you say it to the other person, they look at you like you done lost your mind, because the awareness of what love is has not fully developed or unfolded within their own beings. So if you say you love an individual, and I'm saying this from an example, I say I love an individual. A lot of the times the individual has tried to examine what I'm saying. And what do I mean by that? They try to break down, well, how do you love me? You love me? No, I love you unconditionally. That's it. I love you unconditionally. And I don't have any emotions around it, which is a very interesting thing, because when you truly love an individual, you be that love to that individual. You actually become that love to the other individual. And you don't have any kind of emotions around it, because it's pure love. And that love, that unconditional love that you have for that individual, it casts out all fear, because it's perfect love. It's perfect. You know why it's perfect? Because it comes from the divine that is within you. It comes from the soul that is within you. That's why it's perfect. That's why it's perfect. And that's why this love right here, this unconditional love that I'm speaking about, this unconditional love has the power to set you free. Unconditional love has the power to make you free. Free from what? free from unresolved issues, free from wounds, brokenness, fragmented, traumatized parts within yourself. Huh? Unconditional love goes to you first, and then it goes out to the other individuals. It doesn't, you don't just go out and give unconditional. No, you have to give it unto yourself to give it to another. You have to, and I've said this before, you have to forgive yourself before you can really forgive another. And I'll say this, once you have forgiven yourself within yourself, forgiving another is not, it doesn't even exist anymore, because you become the embodiment of forgiveness. You become the embodiment of love. And everyone you see, everyone that comes in your path or is in your presence, they feel the love that you have for them, because they recognize the love that you have developed and cultivated within yourself. And only that love that I speak of, it can only be cultivated by establishing a relationship with your own divinity. It cannot be established outside of you. It cannot. It cannot be established outside of you. So, you know, the interesting thing about this show is that, you know, the show that I did before, I was taught, I didn't even talk about really love the way I'm talking about it now. I mostly talked about forgiveness. But let me tell you something, people. Love will always win, no matter what. True love, unadulterated, uncontaminated love will always win, no matter what. Because it is not made by the hands of man, nor is it conjured up by the hands of man. You cannot manufacture this love. You can only experience this love by your connection with your divinity, going within oneself, getting into that space of stillness, getting centered in who you are as a divine being. That love right there, man. Ooh. Ooh, ooh, just thinking about it makes me want to, it brings tears to my eyes. It brings tears to my eyes. And if you find, you know, you find yourself dealing with issues or unresolved issues that you may have had with other people, you can honestly and authentically let it go. Because love don't attach itself. Love is not possessive. It does not oppress. It does not suppress. Love is giving. It is always giving. And giving, giving, giving. Giving, giving, giving. What comes to mind is that love, because love is what it is, it's always given and it's pure, it will maintain the integrity. It will maintain and sustain the integrity of what it is and who it is and how it chooses to serve. So what do I mean by that? If you purely, you love a person unconditionally with all their flaws, and for whatever reason, that person has chosen not to reciprocate it, or they have chosen to take advantage of it, trust me when I say this, the law of cause and effect will come into place, because the divine will not be mocked. So those who are established within the divine self, they cannot be mocked. They can be talked about. They can be put down, but they're not going to be mocked. they'll always come out on the top because their love is pure. It's pure and it's unadulterated. It's untouched. Huh? It's the love of a child. The Spirit of God is the love of a child that loves you unconditionally no matter what. What comes to mind now is that, you know, when I think about these women who have been battered by their mate or their significant other, and for whatever reason, the woman keeps coming back. Okay. And I'm talking about from a physical, well, I guess I can say physical, mental perspective. And I want to say something about that as well. And they keep coming back. What is bringing them back? It's got to be perfect love. I can't even say that they don't know the worth of who they are. I can only, now that I have had my own experience, is that they come back because their love is pure. Their love is pure and unconditional. And it's just, that is amazing. Now, I will say this, because I got myself in a situation where I was in a situation with an individual for some time, for 2 years, and I can't even say. I can't even begin to talk about it. But being this person, I can truly say without a shadow of a doubt that there was a soul bond between me and this individual. And because of that soul bond, the separation of us or the parting ways of us, it was very painful. It was very painful. It was truly painful for me because I chose not to bring anyone into the mix to assist me in getting over it. I chose not to bring rebounds. I chose not to do that. I chose to deal with it within my own divinity. And as I began to do that, because of the love that I was sharing within myself, with my connection with the Most High, I began to attract into my life those who could reciprocate the love, the support, and the compassion in which I have already given myself. It's called the law of attraction. It's called the law of attraction. So, you know, it's just one of those things, you know. And I have to say, you may have a soul bond with more than one person, I think. You can have a soul bond with more than one person. But at the end of the day, your connection and your relationship, or however long it had took place, it was there for a reason. And it's a part of you cultivating your own spirituality, returning home to self. Because I have never, anytime we come up against any kind of adversary that is contrary to happiness and peace and wholeness and harmony and balance, anytime we've come to anything that is contrary to that, what do? We really sit within ourselves. And some individuals, they don't even like to sit within themselves. They don't like to sit in the stillness of who they are, whether they consider themselves a divine being or not. They don't like to sit in the stillness of who they are. So what do? They try to numb it. They try to self-medicate. with alcohol, drugs, and probably oversexing, probably overindulging in some way to distract them from themselves. I'm totally opposite. The minute that I am going through something with someone else, I have to go in. It is my nature to turn back within myself and seek ye first the kingdom of God and all the righteousness that lies within it. Because in doing so, whatever my heart may desire from a divine and pure perspective, that I will have. I will have it. But I have to be able to turn back within myself, or you have to be able to turn back within yourself and sit in the stillness of everything that has taken place between you and this person. All the waves, you know, the emotions of it. The emotions are like waves, because emotions to me, it's just like water to me. It's like water. They come and they go. It's just like they, you know, you have these moments of the flowing of these emotions, and then you have the ebb, it comes back out. And to me, as I think about it, to me, it is some form of sifting through and filtering through your emotions so that you can continue to return home to self and get back to your center and continue and love on yourself more and more and more. Every upset, every moment of confusion of any situation or condition, it causes you, it encourages you, it forces you to look at yourself and to recognize yourself, recognize who you are, reconcile yourself with who you are, continue to be who you are by knowing what you are, who you are, and how you're going to serve. And the love that comes from that, it deepens. So you begin to love yourself unconditionally. It deepens. It deepens, it deepens, it deepens. It widens the river of blessings. It widens. It deepens. And you can't fathom. You can't, even I talking about it, and if someone hears me talking about it, they can't fathom it because they have not yet had the experience. But the experience can be had for all of us. How else would I come on and broadcast it? I broadcast it to cast seeds upon those who are, you know, looking to grow, who are looking for a different type of seed, huh? I am a different type of seed caster, huh? I am a different type of seed caster. I am the seed caster. And I, you know, everywhere I go, I drop seeds. I drop seeds with my presence. I drop seeds with my smile, how I move my hands. I'm dropping seeds all the time. You know why? Because I've come from the seed bearer. I was telling an individual, he was saying to me that I don't have the power that I think I have. And I'm asking him, what are you talking about? And he said it again, well, you don't have the power that you think you have. Now, I've had numerous conversations with this person, and I've always told him, I am a divine being. I come from the source. I am the expression of all that is and all that will ever be. So I said to him, I said, I may not have the ability to create a seed, okay,
but I have the ability to plant it. And because I have an ability to plant it, sustain it, and maintain it, I am a co-creator of the divine. That's what makes me a co-creator. All the seeds that I cast about when it comes to me as the individualization of all that is and all that will ever be is from the divine. It's from the divine. It's from the divine, and it was cultivated through my relationship with the divine. I chose to go directly to source. And as I chose to go directly to source, source came to me. And here we are. Here we are 25 years later, doing my thing as my thing, as the divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be. And I say to you all, you can do the same thing. This is, you know, I come here to bring this knowledge just to let you know, hey, you can do the same thing that I'm doing. Same thing that I'm doing. But it's going to work, you working on yourself and being honest with yourself. If you're ready to heal, people think, you know, to heal a physical thing is one thing, but to heal the internal interior of oneself, soul, you know, the wounds within your own being, is something completely different. It's a different playing ground, if you will, completely different. Because at the end of the day, in my Father's house, there are so many mansions there. If it was not true, you know I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Where I go, you can come there too. So come on and go with me to my Father's house, which brings me to this song. And I'm, you know, as the shows go on, I'm going to start adding some, you know, different songs to my show. But there's this one song that comes from the Sunday service choir, I think. And I want to say Kanye West is a part of this choir. He's the one that put this choir together. He's the one that, and I love my brother. I love him. There's a song that says, "Follow Me." And actually it used to be, I think it was like a house music song. But if you get a chance, look up Sunday Service Choir and look up the song "Follow Me." And this is exactly what I'm saying. And this is exactly what the church song that I was saying as a child, 9 years old now. 9 years old. Return home to self. Follow me into that house. Follow me into the castle of your own soul. Ha! Follow me into the castle of your own soul and learn of your own interior. And in doing so, you can establish yourself by having a relationship within the dwelling places of the Most High, the upper room, if you will. Okay. I think the gods and the goddesses have come forth and they've said exactly what they wanted to say and how they wanted to say it. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and end this show with be blessed, stay focused, stay in the light. And if you happen to find yourself in darkness, get all the understanding, overstanding, understanding that you can possibly get. Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, you might be called to be the way, the truth, and the light to somebody else. So with that, I say to you all, be blessed.